Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
We're going to do In Other News, Christmas edition. So, that song there, Mariah Carey's 1994 hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is just a juggernaut. That thing has been around for 3 decades now. It is a phenomenon and a massive financial success. Upon release, Carey earned $60 million in royalties, and now it generates her about $2.5 to $3 million annually.
And I saw her on Black Friday. She was at Enterprise Center doing her Christmas show. She did actually 4 of her regular hits, and she had a DJ beforehand, and he was playing all the songs that she was not going to sing, but 90% of that show was Christmas songs.
Wow.
And it was fantastic.
Wow.
And you hear all those stories, she's a diva, she's a bitch, she's all these things. She did 15 minutes of crowd work. She went through, while singing, what's the song, Always Be My Baby, she went through the crowd and signed stuff and took selfies and was very magnanimous with her talents. So she was not diva-y at all. Maybe, you know, she thinks that she has that reputation, so she should do that.
Are you sure that wasn't a body double that was going through?
No, because every once in a while you hear her say, don't touch the hair.
I got a couple of milestones for that song. Apparently, it became the first holiday song to surpass 2 billion Spotify streams. That just happened on December 13th.
Wow.
It is 10 million now, or 10 million in sales, so it's been diamond certified. On December 17th, it tied Lil Nas X's Old Town Road for most weeks, which is 20, atop the Billboard streaming songs chart. And in 2023, it was inducted into the National Recording Registry with the Library of Congress.
Wow.
And it is not on her number ones CD.
Could you imagine cutting one song and you get $3 million a year for it? For the rest
of
your
life.
That's
what I want.
But she also has a lot of other songs.
Granted, but if you had one song and you make $3 million, that's pretty good. You know, like, what other songs are doing that for somebody?
Oh, I'm sure there's a few.
Yeah. If you are ever wondering how much it would cost if you bought all the gifts from the 12 Days of Christmas, well...
Whoa.
What?
We're going to have a guest on.
Are they talking about that?
At 8:35, who is going to tell you that. Bill Dendy going to talk about that. But this is a good tease for it, Ethan.
There you go.
If you
want to
know,
it's coming up.
8:35 today.
I've literally been sitting on that for about 2 weeks. that's fine. Zillow is bringing holiday cheer with virtual tours of Santa Claus's house at the North Pole. If you want to check that out, just head on over to Zillow. The festive cabin is listed at $1.2 million, as seen with 2% increase in price since last year. Visitors can explore features like Santa's bedroom, a hot chocolate bar, a gift wrapping room, and a mailroom loft, all decorated with twinkling lights and garland. The 2,000-square-foot cabin includes fireplaces, a spacious chimney for the elves, a frosted windows, and sleigh parking. So, again, if you want to see it, just go over to Zillow's website and click on Take a Virtual Tour.
Wait, a spacious chimney for the elves?
Yeah, that's just what it said. I thought that too,
if
Ryan.
If you saw the movie Gremlins, that's a bad idea.
Do you put the elves in a fireplace?
That's it said it. I didn't think it either.
How much we think of those poor elves. We're going to stuff you in there.
I also heard about the, you could Airbnb, do you have the Christmas Story, Airbnb story?
No.
You can rent out the home in Indiana where A Christmas Story was filmed for $2,500 on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. And you, that's actually and less for, than I thought.
For an extra $10, you get the bunny suit.
Do you get to keep
Why
it?
Why not spring for it?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like NORAD has been delighting children for nearly 70 years by tracking Santa Claus on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I see it right now.
It's a tradition that began by accident in 1955. A Sears ad had misprinted Santa's phone number, which instead rang the Continental Air Defense Command, or CONAD, Operations Center, and the quick-thinking director assured a child caller that he was Santa, sparking the holiday tradition. So if you ever wondered how that came about, there you go.
I believe That's he's cool. in Australia right now.
Nice. He's on his way.
I guess it would be close to the nighttime for Australia. Yeah.
And if you plan on having a little drink over the holidays, and yes. hangovers are usually coming along with that, there is a UK doctor, his name is Zoe Williams, and his suggestion for the hangover cure
yes.
is a breakfast sandwich. And you need whole meal, half white bread, bacon, egg, and avocado. Now that's what's going to cure you, apparently.
So Boxing Day for you, Ryan Recker.
I would say don't get drunk Christmas Eve and then wake up and like have to do the whole family thing.
Yeah,
do yourself
that
a favor.
Sucks.
Yeah. If you're like, oh, Santa, I got to get some of those cookies. Make up for this hangover. Don't do it for the kids' sake. There's Dan
no, it's for your sake. It's
Christmas
not for
Eve.
The kids' sake. It's for your sake.
Thank you, Ethan.
Get more at 971talk.com.